Module 5. Exercise 4, page 44. Speaker 1.
My roommate often leaves food in the fridge for a long time, until it goes bad. It's really annoying, but one day last week, it caused a big problem. We both wanted a snack, so he offered to make us some ham sandwiches. What a generous roommate I have. The only problem was, the ham was over 3 weeks old, and we both got food poisoning afterwards. I felt terrible for 2 days.
Speaker 2.
My neighbour borrows things, but never gives them back. Once he borrowed my hammer, and I forgot he had it. 6 months later, I wanted to put up a picture, so I went next door and asked for my hammer back. He insisted that it was his hammer, not mine, and refused to give it back to me. I'll never give him anything again.
Speaker 3.
I was on a train last week and I was trying to work on an essay for college. There weren't many people in the train compartment, but there was a lady who kept talking loudly on her mobile phone for nearly 2 hours. I just couldn't concentrate. Everyone else in the train compartment looked really annoyed too.
Speaker 4.
My best friend Jonathan is always late. It's really annoying. A few weeks ago, we went to see our favourite band play in concert. I was so excited about it. Anyway, we had arranged to meet at 3 p.m. to catch a train together to go to the concert. But Jonathan arrived nearly half an hour late. When we finally got there, the concert had already started.
Speaker 5.
I invited a friend for dinner and they brought one of their friends with them. The friend seemed to be really sweet and polite, but then everything went wrong when we started eating. The friend's behaviour was terrible. They ate really noisily, sneezed without covering their mouth, and generally had really bad table manners. I really didn't expect such terrible behaviour from someone so nice. I just couldn't believe it.